Yes, indeed. 7-10 All-Star Friday night. Live imaging Friday. Mason and Ireland live from the city of West Covina Sportsplex. So, I got to do this now. The great Riley Bergman, Corporate Greg's daughter, is out in the field. She dunked Greg a lot. So, we paid her to come up here.
Yes.
Because she wants to come on the radio.
She was great on the radio the last time.
And I said, oh, great. That's nice that she wants to come on the radio. And Mace, under his breath, of course, just like her father. And then Greg, with the retort, well, it's not my fault I make the show better. That's what I always say.
Oh, Bergman.
Hey,
Bergman.
I just speak truths.
Meanwhile, we have our first Morales hate sign.
Yes,
Tom from
fantastic.
San Gabriel.
Tom from San Gabriel in the running, man.
But I offered double money for an anti-May sign, and the great Casper Villa from the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust.
Look at that.
Face it, Mace.
Nobody's going to make a better sign than that.
There's That's six images of you making yourself not look so great. So.
That is fantastic.
Meanwhile, here, the great Riley Bergman, why don't you come on over
here? Oh, Riley. Riley's here. Riley Bergman, who is the real talent in the family.
She is the real talent in the family.
She's been on
the
show. She was on the show a few weeks ago, and now she's back. And Riley, you participated in your dad getting dunked. How was that for you?
I pushed him in a couple of times.
Yeah, yeah. And you were the first one, right?
I think so. Yeah, I was.
How do you think he looks now after an hour in the dunk tank?
His eyes look kind of red.
Well, yeah, you threw me in a bunch of times.
Yeah, you did go in a bunch of times. Yeah. Now, last time you came on, you had some questions for us. Do you have any questions today?
No.
No, not a thing.
Oh,
well, what are we going to do, Riley?
I don't know.
You want to? What's your take on DeAndre Ayton? Apparently, he can't be traded until...
Who's that?
Was it January 15th? January 13th.
Wait, who's that?
DeAndre Ayton. He's that guy that just... they matched his contract in Phoenix. You don't know about that, right?
No.
How about these Dodgers, huh? Are you following them?
No.
So I got lucky. She hates sports.
You hate sports.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Wow. So I'm not going to bounce sports questions off her.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. See, she wanted to come on the air so badly.
Yeah.
And was not prepared. Kind of like her dad.
Oh. Yeah,
you
exactly.
Were.
Like father, like daughter. No, Riley, you're
exactly.
Great. You're fantastic. Hang out here with us, okay? Who are, your dad is going to play softball tonight. You've been around him a long time. Do you think he has any skills?
No.
No, I'm going to talk.
Yes or no?
No, not
maybe.
Really.
Maybe.
No, not really.
Gets a maybe from Riley. All right, Riley, thanks a lot for coming by. We appreciate it.
You say thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Mason.
Thank you. All right, Riley, thanks. I don't know. They say never work with kids or dogs.
Yeah.
I mean, Riley was fantastic the
Tough
last
interview.
Time. Riley, I thought you really brought it, though. I thought you brought it. I thought dunking your dad was fantastic. It's been a good day. Are you staying for the game tonight?
Wow,
Riley.
Well, she's got no choice. I'm her ride.
Riley's a little spicy, isn't she?
That's a tough interview.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. This is what I was. This
Westbrook
is what
or Riley? Who do you want to interview?
Let me bounce a couple things off of here. We're at a ballpark, and ballparks are famous for goofy food. I don't know how you feel about that.
I love goofy food.
Like in Cleveland, I think they're selling a hot dog covered with Fruit Loops, stuff like that. So I've got a couple that I want to bounce off you, see if they have any appeal to you. First of all, there is hot dog flavored. Damn the internet. Hot dog flavored hard seltzer.
Hot dog flavored water.
They take the hot dog water.
Yeah, yeah.
And they turn it into hard seltzer.
Yeah.
So you get a little taste of hot dog.
Yeah, yeah.
When you're drinking your hard seltzer.
Oh, I get you. That's a no.
That's a no?
That's a no.
Bergman, how do you feel about that one?
I am not touching anything that tastes like hot dog water.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's gross.
How are you on hot dog water, Jorge?
No, thanks. Hard pass.
Passing on that. Hard
I just
pass.
Had a thought. I made hot dogs the other day. Is there anything you can do with hot dog water? I guess I just found out.
Just found out. Hard seltzer.
Seltzer.
It is.
Yeah.
Would you? Would you do it?
This is from the Ohio State Fair. A pickle flavored pizza, dill pickle sauce, dill pickles, and dill seasoning on this pizza. Would you eat it?
I think I might try that.
A dill pickle pizza.
I think I might try that.
Ooh.
Yeah, I like pickles and I like pizza.
That's rough. What about you, Bergman? Dill pickle pizza.
Yes, I'm all in on the dill pickle pizza.
Nah,
it looks really good.
I
love
disgusting.
Pickles, dill pickles especially, not that bread and butter garbage.
Yeah.
So, you put it on a pizza, it's totally fine.
I might try that. Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm going to like it, but I try it.
Are we serving any goofy foods here? Is there concessions and stuff tonight?
Yeah, there's concessions all around here. Look, we got Red Chicks.
Okay,
we got there's some tacos that are going around over there.
Red Chicks. Is Red Chicks going to be here? They're one of our sponsors.
Yes, yep.
So nice.
You're eating Red Chicks right in front of you.
Red Chicks is delicious.
The weirdest thing I have was like a Krispy Kreme cheeseburger.
Like, so you cut a Krispy Kreme donut in half and you put a cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger.
In
the middle? It was. I didn't want it, but I liked it. It was pretty good.
I'm sure it's good. Yeah. I'm sure it's good.
Pretty flavor. Yeah.
All right. So it's interesting. We're in the middle of the summer, and LeBron James has got an option coming up in his contract that he can pick up and extend at the end of the summer. Hasn't done it yet. We anticipate, by the way, that he will do it. We think he will do it. But a lot of people now think there was a time when you'd say, and this I'm glad Ireland's not here for this, that LeBron isn't necessarily untradeable anymore. Now, Jorge, you're going to have to help me through this. I think this is Robert Horry saying that LeBron is not untouchable.
Entertaining conversations now about trading Donovan Mitchell.
They should.
You know, if you think about it, every guy that's in the league except for about five or six are going to get thrown out there for trade bait, because you never know. There might be someone that's going to be idiotic enough to give you the whole kit and caboodle for someone. If you can go around the league, let's see who's not. I think there's only probably one dude in the league right now, or two dudes. I say two dudes that aren't on the trading block. They wouldn't be on the trade block. That's Luka and Steph. Everybody else can be traded. I don't care who you are.
You think the Lakers would move on from LeBron?
Hell yeah. Let's say I give you KD.
I was going to say it's going to have to be a Durant or a – yeah.
And since KD's on the – you know, you're like – if you Rob Pelinka, someone says, okay, I give you KD for LeBron, you have to do that trade.
Hmm. Wow. Really? Straight up?
Straight up.
KD for LeBron. Straight
KD
up.
KD for LeBron. Straight up.
Everybody's shaking their head yes. Really?
If you're a Lakers fan, yes or no? Yes?
Yeah, I it's split. It's
very,
split.
Very split.
Yeah.
Straight up?
Very split.
Wow.
The only way you can contemplate trading LeBron is if you're getting a player of the caliber of Kevin Durant.
Right.
So you're getting a slightly younger player.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably a better scorer. Got more youth. Good defender. I mean, you could do it for Durant. I don't think there are any – well, you do it for Luka. Well, you do. He mentioned a couple of guys.
Dare I say I would need a little more for LeBron? Like KD and something. LeBron is a winner.
There's no question about it.
I mean, I think it's got to be KD plus for me.
Just to be clear, this is just Robert Horry talking on his podcast.
Yeah.
So we're reacting to that.
I'm not sure if I agree with his untradeable list. Is Giannis?
I think they would. I think Milwaukee would never move on.
Yeah, he's untradeable.
I'm of the belief that Giannis will finish his career in Milwaukee.
Jokic?
That may be. Jokic is a great player, back to back MVPs.
Yeah, yeah. The first guy I thought of was Morant.
Ja Morant.
Yeah, is he untradeable? I think he's tradable.
I don't think they'd ever trade Ja Morant.
You don't think so?
They got such a good group down there.
See, I think he's tradable.
He is tradable. They were better without him.
No, absolutely.
Their record was better without him.
When you have Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. and Dylan Brooks and that group down there,
I agree with you.
That's a good group.
They're good, yeah, yeah.
I agree with you, but their record was actually better when Morant was injured. That's why he wasn't an MVP candidate, because he was out for so long, and their record, they only lost like 10 games.
That's true.
You know what I hate? Facts. They suck.
But it's interesting. DeMarco, you said that LeBron for KD is not fair. You need KD plus.
Yeah, that's just...
He's 6 years younger.
That's the way I look at LeBron, though. I mean, can KD do him by himself? I'm sure LeBron has.
Obviously hasn't done it by himself.
That's what I mean. I mean, I think I need just a little bit more. Mm. I don't think that's a fair trade.
I can't say Durant's healthier than LeBron.
No.
He came off surgery and then started playing.
Right. I mean, LeBron has missed, what, like 30 games a year at this point?
On average, yeah.
Yeah,
you're right,
he's missing
the right
plenty
ballpark.
Of time.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting concept. There's no way, obviously, that the Lakers are going to trade LeBron. And, again, we assume he's going to pick up his option at the end of the summer.
I hope so.
Yeah. And here's
this mess.
Here's the thing about LeBron. You know, he gets to Rob Pelinka and everybody aside. He gets to really control the direction of a franchise.
Yeah.
His fingerprints are on every one of these decisions that were made this summer. I guarantee you there was a conversation where Rob Pelinka said, LeBron, what do you think of Lonnie Walker IV?
Absolutely.
What do you think of Troy Brown Jr.?
Yeah, yeah.
Those are interesting guys to choose to talk to him about.
Well, but don't you think? I mean, if you're surrounding LeBron with a cast, I would imagine LeBron has a stamp on that cast. The best contract they could offer this year was the mini mid-level who went to Lonnie Walker IV. A lot of people question that because Lonnie Walker IV hasn't been a good three-point shooter. But you have to assume at some point Rob said, what do you think of Lonnie Walker IV? And LeBron said, sure.
Yeah, probably. I know they also were talking about bringing in Dante DiVincenzo, who went to
Golden State.
Went to Golden State. Or was it Sacramento, I think.
Was it Sacramento?
It was one of those.
Yeah, one of
either
those.
Way, but like, which one would you rather have had? If it was you, if you were LeBron. I mean, I thought Dante was a good player.
I like Dante DiVincenzo better than I like Lonnie Walker IV.
Right, but apparently there's the skill sets that they wanted here. Lonnie Walker maybe is a better defender than Dante.
Here's what I think. Last year, Rob Pelinka went out and signed shooters. Like, everybody that he signed was a shooter. That was their specialty. It didn't work. This year, he's going young and athletic and guys that I think will play defense but not necessarily are good shooters. So we may have adjusted too much the other way. We went from veteran shooters with success from beyond the arc to young athletic guys who aren't good three-point shooters.
The only thing that matters is, can you guarantee me that AD stays healthy?
No.
Because it doesn't matter.
Are you looking at me? No.
Yeah, if he stays healthy, it doesn't matter what you have. You're going to be good. If not, you're going to have problems.
But when they won the championship, they were not a great three-point shooting team. They're actually one of the worst three-point shooting teams.
And this last year, they were 20. This year, they were 21st. But they were good defensively. You're right.
Right. So
but the idea with LeBron is always LeBron and four shooters. Surround LeBron with shooters.
But in this league now, you need defense. You need to be a good defensive team. And that's why they were still good the year that they still had Caruso and they lost in the first round of Phoenix. But that's because LeBron got hurt, AD got hurt, but at the same time, they were the second best defensive team in the league. You thought they were going to go forward. They were 2-1 on Phoenix.
Yes.
So they were going back.
I know the history there.
I know. I'm just saying, it's better.
I'm just saying, they're going back to that. I know that story. I know the facts on that.
Back to the donkey.
This was a really good conversation.
All right. We are brought to you in part today by Jim Beam. Jim Beam, come as fans, leave as family. Hey, Funch is here.
Yes.
Funch, who is going to be
Funchy.
Where do we have him on the lineup? I'm trying to think. What position do we have yet?
Second base.
Michael Funch is second base.
Go. Turn two.
all right. We are live at the West Covina Sportsplex. We are here all day long, 2100 South Azusa Avenue. We are presented, as I mentioned, by Jim Beam and a bunch of other folks. We appreciate it. 6 o'clock home run wiffle ball bash with listeners competing. And at 7 o'clock, the 7:10 celebrity softball game, Team Mace versus Team Cappy.
Yeah.
It's all going to be hosted by Keyshawn, Chris Morales, and our boss, Amanda. If you want to follow along, if you can't make it to Azusa.
You're getting it.
West Covina.
Yeah.
I used to own movie theaters in Azusa.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
Oh,
I did.
Nice.
The West Covina Sportsplex. If you get out here, there's concessions. There's all kinds of stuff. Bring a sign. It's just going to be a really fun night for everybody. So I'm looking forward to it.
Were you a nice theater owner? Like, could I sneak between movies?
No.
Or would you throw me out?
No, I'll tell you a story.
I'll buy nachos.
Tell you a story. So I worked. My operating partner was like a real hard ass. And he was very serious about people crossing from theater to theater.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And he actually pressed charges against one
guy. What's wrong with you?
It got kicked out of court, but he did file charges against this kid for crossing from theater to theater.
See, I'm the reason you're in business. I love
movies.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You shouldn't put me in jail.
No, he was a bit of an a-hole.
Encourage me.
Bit of an a-hole.
Okay.
All right. We're coming right back. And you ever see those tall beer cup things
those
that they
long,
do?
Yeah, those long things.
They go from like the upper deck to the lower deck.
Yes,
and, yeah.
Absolutely.
So we've got a guy describing how to do one of those. It was a Mets broadcast, and it was at the Mets ballpark, building a beer can snake.
Knowledge.
We've got a description of that coming up next. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Knowledge.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Yes, indeed. Live Imaging Friday. Go be a party tonight. It is 7:10 All-Star Friday Night Live from the city of West Covina Sportsplex. the Field of Dreams. Come on out. Join the party, 2100 South Azusa Avenue. Now, be sure to put that in your navigation system. You don't want to be like Mace and be 9 minutes away.
You go to a shopping center if you put in the wrong number.
You don't want to be there. You want to come here. Drive up the hill. Party with us tonight as the sun sets on West Covina.
Yes.
The party really begins, the 7-10 Celebrity All-Star Game.
So is there, because I was not invited to the after party at the Mandy Awards.
Right.
Is there an after party for the 7-10 softball game?
I believe, because it's also producer Laura's birthday.
Oh,
happy
nice.
Happy birthday, Laura.
Happy birthday,
happy
birthday
unique.
Laura.
She is getting off the board and the station and then coming out here. So I believe there is something around the neighborhood that will be an after party.
Am I going to be invited
here's
in
the
any
thing.
Way?
Here's what I want to ask you.
Yeah.
After the day in the sun we've had and then playing or whatever you're
going to
do
that's
close
do, right.
to playing, do you really want to go do more tequila shots?
Yes.
Well, I don't drink.
I mean, never. You would never drink.
No, I'd never drink again.
Because of one of the remotes we did early in the spring, I'm a dirty martini addict.
Did anybody hear
DeMarco?
That remote?
No.
It was one of the best we've ever
Clearman's
done.
Clearman's Galley. It was really something.
How much of it do you know about?
Else.
So, yes.
No,
there isn't,
not one more time.
There is an after. I thought you, wait a minute. Earlier you were talking about Hornitos tequila shots before you guys
Yeah, before. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going gummy. Gummy when everybody does tequila.
Gummy and tequila?
Yeah, gummy and
That's
tequila.
That's a good ride.
Yes, it is.
It is.
It's going to be fun. Our rule is we're going to have fun. That's the most important
That's
part.
Always. Now, I wish you would bring that to the air more, but it's okay.
Wow. Yeah, there's a guy over here who's sound asleep.
That's the great Rick Cutler's son, our engineer. He brought his son.
You want to talk about a guy who does not care. It is that guy right there. He's in a lounge chair. Yeah. He's sound asleep.
I think he gummied.
Did he gummy or just gummy?
Yeah, could be either. But thanks for being here, and thanks for your.
I think you got a giveaway,
attention.
Right? You're gonna do a giveaway, mate.
What are we giving away? Oh, somebody's gonna be in the wiffle ball bash.
Oh yeah.
How do we pick this? Are we gonna do the ticket thing again? This always goes so well.
Come on, Mace, put your hand in.
Okay, let's go.
Hand in the cage, Mace is looking.
If you've got a ticket, pull it out right now. The number is 5999. 5999. No. I'm not going to pull tickets on the show.
I thought you wanted to do a live.
No, it's bad radio. Just me calling out. Oh, let me call out another one.
This was your idea.
This is
not
fascinating
ours.
For the people at home. Okay,
we were going to do it in the
9727. 9727. We got one?
We'll do it at the break, Mace.
Okay. This is what I'm saying.
I got the guy in the freeway.
She made the go
Mace
sign.
Hey, 9727. It's Peggy, right? Peggy, you're in our wiffle ball bash.
Nice.
You're going to be in our wiffle ball bash.
You're going to swing a bat.
Swing a bat. You're an athlete.
There you go. Yeah.
We got an athlete. I like
Mace, that. Mace, tighten up the format, because that was bad radio.
The bad radio was pulling numbers.
Mason and Ireland continues right now.
Is it me or what? Jorge, what is happening?
We had a reset, man. Come on, you're losing it there. Come on.
What?
Okay. Reset.
Reset. Okay, there you go. So the starting lineup tonight in the big matchup between Team Mace and Team Cappy goes like this. Taylor Smith, who is the Travis and Sliwa producer is going to lead off. Now, the thing about Taylor Smith, very tall.
Yeah.
We call him Tall Taylor.
Yeah.
So we put him out in center field figuring he can get to most anything. He says he's really fast.
He can range. Yeah,
so, for example, I'm going to tell him to shade towards right field because I'm in right field and I'm going to need help. Somebody's going to need to back me up.
Fair enough. Okay.
Brady Cates, who is around here somewhere. Ramona is pitching. She can't hit, so we had to hire a DH. And it is an intern we've got named Brady Cates. I have no idea if he can play or not.
So he's
no
clue. Not in the field at all. He's just going to hit.
Just going to DH.
Can he hit?
I don't know. I just grab people. I have no idea if these people are any good or not.
Okay. He's young.
He's young.
He's
we got some youth.
Okay.
Beto Duran batting third at shortstop.
That's our answer.
Beto can play.
That's our answer to Clinton Yates.
Yep. It is basically Clinton Yates and Beto Duran toe-to-toe. I think they're both – are they both playing shortstop? Is that how it works?
I think so.
Yeah. Batting cleanup Travis Rogers, who claims he can't hit at all.
See, I think he's sandbagging.
He played college baseball. He says he will not run tonight.
Yeah.
He will sort of lumber.
Okay. I see like a Babe Ruth, Adam Dunn situation. Yeah.
Babe Ruth and Adam Dunn, you put it in the same category.
If he gets a hold of it, he's going to try.
Adam Dunn, thanks you for considering him in the same category as Babe Ruth.
Or strikeout.
Yeah. Right. Home run or strikeout.
Right.
So he says he can't. Matt Burke, again, a guy I don't know. He's one of our marketing consultants. He's very tall. We've got the tallest team.
I like him, but that was kind of a letdown yesterday.
What?
He went from Arizona tight end to Purdue tight end.
He was Purdue to Arizona to San Diego.
To San Diego.
Did he say Arizona? Purdue, Arizona, San Diego. That's like
going down.
Down.
It's like climbing a ladder down.
With no catches.
With no catches.
Yeah, that's
so. Anyway, he's batting fifth for us.
He likes to interlock his fingers when he grabs the.
Yeah, that's weird. DeMarco is at third base.
Third base. Hot
third
corner.
Base. DeMarco. Funch. Michael Funch is at second base.
There he is.
Look at Cappy.
Look at
Cappy.
Look at Cappy.
Cap.
Dr. Clapper is next.
Limping.
Catcher. Oh, Cappy's
God,
here.
Is he milking it? Is he milking it or what? Are you going?
Yeah. Is he injured?
Are
is he hurt? Oh, look. He's got a cat. Oh, he's got ice on his shin.
Oh, my God. Are you out? Are you doubtful?
Cappy.
I told you he's doubtful. What did I tell you?
Cappy.
I'm going to try and go.
What the hell happened?
I'm going to try and go today.
What happened?
I don't know
if I'm
going to be able to go.
What happened?
What happened to you?
I don't like to discuss injuries
within
the media.
Well, discuss it because this is a talk show.
Within the media.
Yeah, wait. We talk about every single aspect of our life, but you refuse to talk about that injury.
All right, you're right. You got me, Mace. So what happened is I finally decided to go out and practice a little bit last night.
Good.
And one of my buddies brought what he described as an illegal bat.
An illegal bat? It's a cork bat?
Aluminum?
Metal bat?
It was a metal bat.
Metal aluminum. Bat.
$500, he said.
Ooh.
And this is my buddy who's kind of like a real-life Ray Donovan. You know what I'm saying? Like, this guy's breaking thumbs and collecting, like, you know, the whole deal. So, anyway, my girlfriend's 20, or my daughter's boyfriend. That
daughter's
wasn't even
boyfriend,
close, was
okay.
It? No. That wasn't even close.
No. Daughter's boyfriend.
Gotcha.
This dude hit a freaking laser with, like, his velocity. What is that stuff in baseball? They
exit velo?
Yes,
exit velo. The exit velo is unbelievable.
Right. Like
204 miles an hour.
Yeah.
That's lethal.
And I saw it coming like slow motion, but there wasn't a damn thing I could do.
You knew you had that glove thing that would stop it, right?
Yeah.
No?
Cappy,
yes,
this
sir.
Is why you're our captain. Okay.
Yes.
Team Cappy tonight, a warrior. Let's get his jersey
on. Scrap.
Let's get his jersey on.
He's very scrappy. Oh. Scrappy
Come
Cappy.
Come on, Team Cappy.
He's getting out there. What is the significance? I like the numbers. We all got to pick our own numbers. You picked number 9, Cappy.
The Funny Games team didn't want to unbutton it for you. You're hobbling.
Yeah. Is there a reason you went with number 9? Is there some significance to that?
I asked for 7-10.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And they gave you 9?
And they gave me 9.
Okay.
Oh, that's weird.
They said
7-10 is a great number.
Yeah. They said 7 plus 1 equals 8.
That's
And then there is a 0, so they said 9.
Yeah, that's
I don't know who made
sense.
It up. How's
that
it look?
Sense.
Does it look pretty good?
Yeah, it looks good.
Does it look
pretty
dope?
You look amazing.
Good.
Looks good.
Yeah. So
you look
kid,
like a NASCAR driver.
Yeah, I got a lot.
That's how we all look.
Yeah, we all
do.
That's how we
you
all
got
look.
You got some Hyundai, you got some Coors Light, you got some Hornitos, and you got some Jim Beam.
Did I hear Ask Me Anything somebody asked you about the hickey on your neck?
Yes.
You have a hickey on your neck?
It did come up.
That is hot.
Thank you.
Anyway.
Do you ever have cupping?
never.
Oh, it's so good.
Good
I
stuff.
Heard you guys say
yeah,
how much
yeah,
you
yeah.
love
Try
it.
Try that out, man. It's good. Be good for your knee or your shin or whatever the hell you hurt.
So the shin, when the ball hit me, Mace, immediately blows up my leg. Like, I'm trying to remember who the boxer was. Many years ago, he got headbutted, and, like, right away.
Hasim
Rahman.
They call that a hematoma.
Hematoma. Yeah,
hematoma. Yeah. That's what I have.
Wait, you have a hematoma on your shin?
I do.
I told you.
Monster hematoma.
That's a serious deal.
Is it really a monster hematoma?
Mace.
Will you take the ice off so we can see what it actually looks like underneath?
The doctors have urged me.
The doctors. The doctors. Gary Vitti was the trainer.
Gary Vitti suggested to me that I not take the ice off and that I keep it covered until game time.
Okay.
Did now, Rachel take care of you last night? Rachel?
You know she did.
She made sure you're okay?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Dr. Clapper here is coming.
Yes.
And he said to me that he's bringing some sort of injectable.
No, is he really?
Oh, yeah, he's going to inject me.
Steroids?
Cortisone?
I don't know about steroids.
Steroids?
Some sort of pain masking. What did you take in the NFL, dude?
Toradol.
Toradol.
Yeah. Toradol. I'm taking something.
Are you getting the good stuff, the Toradol?
Don't do it. No? Oh, don't tell people?
Don't tell people because we're going to.
We're not drug testing.
We'll file a protest afterwards.
Yeah, fine.
If you're on Toradol.
But I'm going to try and go. I'm going to say that right now.
And are you feeling? What word describes your approach as a manager tonight?
Delegation.
Delegation, right. You don't want to do anything yourself. You want everybody else to do it for you.
No, it's just that Clinton Yates pretty much commandeered this whole thing day one, and I was like, have it.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, I'm a delegator.
How serious is Clinton Yates about this? He just seems dead cold. Like, he is laser. I am going to run this game. I'm going to own this game.
Do you think he's more serious than me?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Look at my equipment bag.
Oh, you have a pink equipment bag. Borrow that from your daughter?
That doesn't say serious.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's bold.
Pink equipment bag.
It's
bold. It doesn't
bold.
Say serious, though. That says, desperation.
Oh.
Yeah.
You got retort to that?
What it looks like is one thing.
Yeah.
But what is inside the contents of the equipment bag?
You have Wonder Boy in there?
That
was bad from the Wonder natural, Boy. Right?
Yeah,
Wonder
yeah.
Boy?
This will explain my level of seriousness. Or lack thereof.
Well, it's just a bat.
Well, I'll show you what's in here.
It's just a bat.
What else can it be? Just wait until Clinton Yates and I get on the air about 4 o'clock, okay? That will determine my level of seriousness.
Okay, wow. All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Scott Kaplan hanging out, Cappy versus Team Mace tonight. It's open to the public. It is free. If you missed the Mandy Awards, this is a good chance to come out, hang out with everybody from 710. We've got the Big CY and Cappy coming up next for you. Then 6 o'clock is our Wiffle Ball Bash with a bunch of listeners. And at 7 o'clock, the first pitch, 710 Celebrity Softball Game, Team Mace versus Team Cappy here at the West Covina Sportsplex, Field of Dreams, 2100 South Azusa Avenue, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here we go, 710 All-Star Friday Night, live imaging Friday.
Yeah.
The place is filling up at the West Covina Sports Complex. Get on over here, 21 South Azusa Avenue, as the sun sets, Mace. The action heats up.
Oh, yeah.
And thanks to our friends at Hornitos Tequila for shot takers on the field and off. Hornitos Tequila, a shot worth taking. Hornitos is here. Jim Beam's here.
Yep.
We got Red Chicks. You have devoured that Red Chicks sandwich. So get on over here. It's going to be a party for a Friday night. Right now, though, Mason and Ireland with D. Farr continues.
Yep. D. Farr. Somebody just brought you a picture of yourself.
Yeah, it was cool, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, back
in the day. I didn't realize, sorry, I was driving in. You won a high school state championship, a college football national championship, and a Super Bowl.
Yes.
That is amazing.
And I coached to a World Bowl.
NFL
Europe.
Really?
Back-to-back World Bowls. We won one.
You were a head coach or you played?
I was the assistant coach.
Assistant coach.
Linebacker. D-line coach first year, linebacker coach second.
Did you have any interest in pursuing coaching?
I did, man. I really did. I loved it. I was going that route until I had a player that I stood on the table for.
Yep.
They didn't want to take him to Europe. They wanted to keep him home.
This
kid has a future, and that same kid that we kept MF'd me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, on the field once, and I didn't really.
So you lost your.
I didn't handle it that well.
Oh, really? You went back at him?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah,
a little bit. went back in.
I guess as a coach, you just got to take it.
Well, yeah. I mean, from him, I mean, like, do you know what I did for you?
Right.
And you're giving, and we only had two blitzes, fire and smoke. Fire means you go inside. Smoke means you go outside, and he messed that up. And that's what the head coach told me. He was a dunderhead.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I swore this kid could get it.
And then you swore off coaching.
Pretty much, yeah.
Except for your kids.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
So am I the only one that thinks, and this may be a hot take, that Cappy is faking it?
No, not really.
Look at him.
Yeah, you are the only one. You
am I the only one that thinks he might be faking it?
Yeah, I think he's
for a storyline.
He's in pain.
No, he's hurt.
We're not seeing anything.
Yeah, no, he was hobbling up the entire way.
Was he hobbling?
Yeah,
I don't think he'll mind. He just told me off air. I said, "How much pain are you in?" He goes, "Let's start it excruciating."
No,
yeah,
really?
Just now. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I told you.
Puna Yeska! We got a great Puna Yeska sign. Very nice.
Yes, sir.
Very nice. People are doing the signs. I love
nice.
That.
Yeah.
I love
nice.
That.
Nice hand-drawn leaf.
The one guy, yeah. And I don't know. Thank you very much.
You get to keep it?
I like
put this
it.
Behind Mace.
Yeah.
The one guy that made the Mace plant sign is just, like, that's an extraordinary thing. He's got the me shaving my eyebrow in the middle, and then frame by frame, me and the world infamous face plant.
But that's a hand-drawn marijuana plant. That's awesome.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. It is a hand-drawn.
Yeah. And then shaving the eyebrow. Yeah, I mean, you got everything, man. You got everything.
Wow.
People, I like this sign, too. This is one of my favorites. It's no bunts, just blunts. I like that. No bunts, just blunts.
I like
it. Yeska. My people are here. My people are showing up. I'm excited for that. What happens? And let's have a moment of honesty. I just had it with Bergman.
Go ahead.
I'm going to have it with you. We all, for the most part, are going to suck. Do you agree?
No, I don't agree with
you
that.
You don't agree?
No.
See, I think the score is going to wind up being like 23-20. Everybody's going to score. Everybody's going to have seven-run innings because that's what you're allowed. You're allowed a seven-run inning, and then you cut it off to keep it from being a blowout. But I just have a feeling defensively both teams are going to be an absolute mess.
I think they're going to be a little bit better than you think. I think people are going to get to – adrenaline's going to kick in. They're going to get to a few balls they wouldn't normally get to. Now, I do worry about Travis at first. I do.
Why? He says he can play first base.
If the throw is off target. I don't know what his range is.
I don't know that he's going to stretch.
Yeah.
Like a Freddie Freeman stretch I don't think we're going to get from Travis.
I don't think there's going to be a double play tonight. I don't
no,
think
Clinton I'll, is yeah. convinced that he's going to turn a double play. And I'm like, no, you need somebody else to turn it.
Exactly.
You can't single-handedly turn. Well, I guess you can.
Yeah, I think
you step on the bag and throw to first. But
yeah.
You're going to need Alan Sliwa's help to turn a double play.
There are going to be some good, you know, throwouts and whatnot, some good catches. But as far as turning to, you won't see, like, excellent baseball tonight. You
how much trouble am I in right field? How many balls do you think I'll see?
I think you're in the right spot.
Yeah.
Because everybody pulls it in softball.
Everybody pulls it.
So you don't think you're going to see a Beto Duran to Michael Funchess to Travis Rogers double play?
No.
Beto
no,
Duran
really.
To Michael No, I could see that happen.
That could happen?
I
or
could
what
see,
about
I
Clinton to
guys.
Allen to Kirk?
Clinton Wait. To Allen, Kirk. Kirk is playing first base?
Yeah.
That is such a mistake.
Who's on base?
Kirk can run. who's
running?
I don't know.
Right.
I'm going to chase Utley that MF. That's what I'm going to do. There's no Utley rule in this
There
game.
Is no Utley rule. You
oh,
can go,
I'm
you
going
go
all in.
Full all the way across
Spikes
the bag.
Up. Yeah.
Told you.
Clinton's going to do that.
He would be the one. He would be the one. All right. It's game of games time. Bergman, is your game today?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Give us a theme, an idea, a concept.
I need to do something quickly, so yep. I have a game. It's just it's the words game that I've done before.
Okay. Words game.
It's called the words game he's done before. And who from the afternoon show is going to play? Why don't we get we'll get Cappy in here to play Game of Games.
Okay.
Nason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
No. Oh, 530-5958. 530-5958.
Oh, calling out numbers. Calling out numbers. We're back. We're live from the West Covina Sportsplex Field of Dreams. We're at the Dodger Stadium replica, which is really cool. This is where we're going to play our Big 7-10 celebrity softball game tonight, Team Mace versus Team Cappy. If you're not here in person, and I hope you will be, you can watch tonight on social at ESPN Los Angeles, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Twitch, and on YouTube.
Wow.
Play-by-play and analysis hosted by the great Keyshawn Johnson, Chris Morales, and our boss, Amanda Brown. It's going to be fun tonight. Hope you're out here. Bring a sign. There are signs coming out. I just took pictures with some of the signs. Very, very cool. Is Cappy going to play Game of Games, or is he out?
Yeah, I think Cappy is doing something right now. If Chris Morales wants to come play.
Oh, Chris Morales, want to play Game of Games, Chris? Come on over. Play Game of Games. Chris Morales, I don't know if it's,
I think Kurt Sandoval's here.
Tune.
Yeah.
Oh, bring Kurt in.
Yeah, Kurt Sandoval, if you're around here somewhere, Kurt Sandoval, come over here and play Game of
Kurt
Games.
Kurt Sandoval, we're going to do a little Game of Games. It is Bergman's game today, and it has something to do with words. At least that's my understanding of it.
Yes, words. Words are the name of the game.
Do you need me to keep score of this game?
Yes, if you could, please.
All right.
I'm hoping to get Kurt or somebody over here to play.
Well, we got Morales.
Morales.
No Jorge.
Okay.
So it's Mason.
Why don't you have the great Kurt Sandoval?
Yes, Kurt Sandoval, jump over there and go get a mic.
Oh, yeah, me and Kurt.
I hope
way back.
Kurt, I hope you ding one right at his head tonight. Wow.
Dang.
Wow. Oh, are you left-handed?
I'm a switch hitter. Hold on. Oh. You're going to play a game of games, but I need you over here.
Don't hit it my way.
There it is.
So, Kurt,
don't
you're going to go left-handed?
At least one at-bat I'm going lefty because you're in right field,
listen to
correct?
You.
Oh, he's a switch hitter.
Switch hitter.
Ooh, wow. Switch hitter.
Who knows of that?
If on a scale of 1 to 10, if I hit it towards you, and it's a pop-up.
Yep.
Are you making the catch if you have to go more than 5 feet?
No. I cannot track a fly ball. I cannot track a fly
Appreciate
ball
your
anymore.
Honesty.
I used to get fungos all the time when I was playing, and I was fine, but, I mean, that's a long time ago, man. So that ball is probably going to drop.
Kurt, you want to put your stuff down? I mean, you got your hands
are full. You got a jersey.
A bottle of water.
That's my security blanket there.
Very worried about being underhydrated. All right, so Morales is going to play me, DeMarco, and Kurt Sandoval from ABC 7. You don't have a Circle 7?
I will.
Hold on real quick.
I will.
The big CY is walking in.
Oh, look at
wow.
Game face.
Yeah.
Game
look
face
that.
For CY.
Look
he looks serious. He looks ready. All right, let's get Game of Games polished.
All right, let's get some Game of Games.
Good luck,
you can't look
Steve.
At any of this.
Good luck.
Kurt, you can't look at any of this. No, you're going to play, right? Or CY,
you're going to play?
What's going on, guys?
CY,
how are we doing?
Hey, you're going to play Game of Games there, buddy. You got it?
Are we playing Game of Games?
Yeah,
I got to do stuff before that.
You got to go over here so you can't see my answers.
Consigliere Julian's got to work on them, stretch them out.
So, me, DeMarco, Sandoval, Morales, and Bergman.
You've reset it seven times.
Well,
go ahead.
I've been waiting for Bergman.
All right, you guys are talking so much. All right, in honor of our game today, these will be words with either the word soft or ball in it. It could be at the beginning, middle, or end of the word, or it could be two words. I'll give you hints, and name is your buzzer. So you have to use name is your buzzer for all of you.
So it has something to do with the word soft and the word ball.
Or ball. It could be one or the other, or both, I guess.
Okay,
So this is a type of ice cream you get at McDonald's.
Sandoval.
Soft serve.
Soft serve is the right answer. He gets it.
I should know soft serve.
I didn't know what to use. I used to say morning show. What should I say? I'm
going
to say Team Cappy.
Team Cappy? Okay, all right, there we go.
You're on
all right, number two. This is what we are playing tonight.
Mason. Softball.
Softball is right. Yeah, there you go. See? Right. Easy
that
enough.
Quick. That was quick.
It's a very easy game.
I felt your energy right next to you.
This is what you sing to someone, usually romantically.
DeMarco.
DeMarco.
A ballad?
Ballad. A ballad.
Oh, yeah.
No,
that's not right.
That's true.
Hey, it's working. Hey, the word ball is in there.
Mason 1, DeMarco 1, Sandoval 1, Morales, you have to score.
All right, this is what you put on your clothes in the washing machine.
Mason.
Softener. Softener is the right answer.
Good.
Yeah, there you go. Ballad? Does everybody have a point? No, you have one.
I don't have a point.
This is easier when I'm listening to you guys in my car. It's like when you're here, your brain.
The nerves now. All right.
I like the music game better.
Finish this sentence. Oh, Mace is just a big ol'.
Mason. Softy.
Softy is the right answer. Ooh, Mason pulling away right now.
He is pulling away.
By the way, completely untrue.
I know. I just needed a name. All right, so this is a type of crab.
Yeah, DeMarco.
DeMarco.
Soft shell.
Soft shell crab is the right answer. Yeah, there you go, DeMarco.
Okay. Mason 3, DeMarco 2, Sandoval 1, Morales 9.
All right, there's only 9, so let's keep going. All right, this is number 7. This is what dancers in tutus.
Mason. Ballet.
Ballet, yes. Ballet is the right answer.
Okay, now I'm getting the hang of this.
That was fast.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
This is where we are right now, and also a brand of hot dogs.
Mason.
Ballpark.
Ballpark is the right answer.
Wow.
I think Mason is completely running away.
Yeah, he's killing it.
You guys are just not anywhere near.
I'm defeated.
This is the last one, and then I have the tiebreaker, but it doesn't really matter. You get into a fight with these during the winter.
Sandoval.
Mason.
With help from the crowd, Snowball.
Snowball is the right answer. Snowball is the right answer.
All right, so I take the win there. I like it. So Sandoval.
That's the only win you're going to have tonight, okay?
No, stay right there, Kurt. You don't get to you don't get to hit
the mic.
You don't get to drop the mic. It doesn't work that way on this show. So, first of all, Sandoval, you're supposed to be wearing your Circle 7 pin. Where is it?
It's in the car, and I'm going to bust it out right before I take my at bat, just to make you nervous.
I know that's important. I know that's very important
for you. Wow. It's everything.
It's everything.
But I do have kind of the Circle 7
on
the hat.
Oh, you do. You have a Circle 7 hat. All right,
so I'm representing.
So what is your softball experience?
Softball, not much, but baseball quite a bit.
You do. If I'm not mistaken, weren't you part of like a batting?
I owned a batting cage.
Oh, God. Can you believe this? You owned a batting cage.
And you know who I had this coach who was back in. I owned it about 7 years ago, and he was just a guy renting a cage, Robert Van Skoyek, who's now the Dodgers hitting coach.
Oh, the Dodgers hitting coach.
So he used to teach me about proper technique.
Oh, that's great.
So, you're in trouble, Mason.
But Kurt Sandoval, Robert Van Skoyek actually was your hitting instructor.
Yeah. My buddy and I owned the cage. He rented cage one full-time, and he would have J.D. Martinez come in and – And
see, I think – here's the thing. I think even though I have made some adjustments to my roster, I still think you guys have more talent on your team.
I brought this up on the show yesterday.
Kirk, you, CY, right there.
You know what? You know what you're – you guys have a pitcher. I know she just had a baby.
Yes.
But Ramona is your missing ingredient.
You think
she's
so?
She's going to, like, spin it.
She's
going to
do that. Right, you're supposed to pitch it.
We're going
to
be
are you supposed to pitch it this way, like that?
Yeah. I guess.
Because we're doing high arc, right?
I guess. I think you were saying it earlier. The hardest thing is to wait.
Absolutely.
Sit on it. Because
otherwise you're just going to pull everything.
Yeah. And this fence is, like, what, 200 feet maybe? Everybody's going to be popping out because they're going to be swinging for that fence.
Do you still own the batting cage?
I sold it a couple years ago.
It, yeah.
You know why?
Why?
Because when you own your own business, it owns you.
Yeah, that's
right?
True.
You own the movie theaters, right?
Preach. So it's tough. It's tough work.
I sold it right before the pandemic.
That's great.
I know.
That's a great call.
I know.
Yeah, I got out of the movie theater business in 2016, exactly the right moment.
Exactly.
So what is our beef? I'm trying to think what our beef is.
I don't know. You said you were upset at me.
Yeah, because you didn't return my text messages.
But remember, my phone went to my son, University of Colorado.
Yeah. Would your son have your phone? And then
because
why wouldn't he say, hey, Dad, you're getting text messages
and
from somebody?
When I change phones, I text everybody in my contact new digits. Channel 7 gave me a phone, so I didn't have to pay for it. So that was a good thing.
I must have been overlooked.
I don't think you were, because then I was on the radio, and I said, hey, here's my new number, Steve.
Yeah.
And I sent it to you. Crickets. Nothing.
Really?
Nothing. I got nothing from you.
Wow. Yeah.
So, are you going to go to the after party?
Is there an after party?
Yeah, there's going to be an after party of some kind.
I'm just happy to be here.
See, why are you going to the after party? Yeah, I'm on.
You sure?
I'm in.
I mean, I heard there were gummies.
Hey, man, what's
shots
on your on your neck? That was the greatest question. I drove off the road.
What's on your neck? Yeah.
I'll be at the after party for sure. Definitely.
That's
cupping. What are we here for?
Cupping, yeah.
Oh, yeah, right. The cupping.
The
cupping. That's a little weird.
Right there.
Yeah. That's part of the program.
It works. It's part
of your pregame routine.
Part of me getting ready.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
All right.
So, CY, you've been very serious about this.
Hold on. I need to clear the air on this, first of all.
Your level of seriousness?
Yeah. It's not about the seriousness. It's about the fact that sometimes with you bird brains, I got to knock some sense into you just in order to be able to get this thing off and moving without somebody getting hurt or without somebody embarrassing themselves. So the whole idea of walk-up songs, the whole idea of, I don't know, warming up during the week, the whole idea of maybe trying to figure out if your skill set is going to work with the other team, that's so we can all have more fun.
Right.
I don't need to take it more seriously. I was a camp counselor and a baseball coach. My job is to make sure that everybody gets involved. And that's what your boy is here for.
But the most
just because your team
the
is
most
terrible
important thing
is separate.
Wow. Both these teams are terrible. Both these teams are terrible.
I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Not sure.
your pitcher's got a hematoma the size of a grapefruit.
Well, he was
right
number
now
one blockhead. I told him not to get injured, and he goes down the day
before. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Can we throw down some rules here? You said no more than 7 runs in an inning.
Correct.
That how many innings are we playing? Or is there
probably
a
five.
Probably okay. five.
I mean, reminder, I had to lobby just to get an actual umpire into this game to let you know the level of intensity they were on. I was like, we're going to be out there stumbling around.
Think, so what's the under over innings? On 30 runs then?
Well, I mean, I think it's going to be minimum 5.
I think we're looking at a game where both teams are in the 20s.
No way.
Yeah. No. Both teams are in the 20s.
You know how
See why?
Do you know how much running
how
that is?
No defense.
No. You know, I don't understand.
That's
the amount of running it takes to get 20 runs
that's
is more
running.
Than anybody here is willing to do.
Really?
Simple as that. You'll be way too tired. Yes. That's where this game
what?
Is going to
so
be
you
won
think
or
people
lost.
People will just run out of gas
that's,
down
that's
the third
how,
base
this game
line
is going to be won or lost on base running mistakes.
I
that's how softball
I said 14-10.
That seems closer to the reality.
I think this game is going to be won or lost on defense.
That's what I mean. 100%. That's what I mean by basically.
Grounders.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you said you have a hard time tracking a fly ball. That's my number one thing is if I'm out in the outfield, am I going to take that first step forward and it goes right over my head?
The reason I said I might slide, DeMarco, is that just from years of running on base paths, I don't know if I can stop myself. It's an instinct.
Oh, an instinct.
You know what I'm saying?
No, wait. Are you really wearing spikes?
No.
Okay.
No. You see my lovely air mask.
Are you wearing sliding shorts?
I heard you were wearing metal spikes.
Bro, are you kidding me? No, you heard wrong.
And you're wearing those out there?
These? Maybe. No, I got another.
And I also
are you wearing sliding pants?
See,
do you have sliding pants?
Do you guys want to see my underwear?
You're wearing
too?
Spikes. You're wearing spikes, and there's no Utley rule here.
Stop it.
Look out.
I got better. First of all, I can't mess up the moneymaker. That's rule one.
That's true.
Okay, not doing that. But I do think overall, I think this is a good setup, and I'm glad everybody's here. This is
great turnout.
Really fun. Turn
glad everybody turned out.
And Sandoval got it. How'd you get into the game? We just
I don't
needed
know.
A warm
I think,
body and they...
something along that line, fellow cast member, I have no idea. I got an email. They're looking for one more. I'm like, yeah, I'm there.
Did Fukuzaki turn us down?
Wow.
I don't this think Rob great. Gets much of anywhere by 3 o'clock, so... And I love Rob.
Rob's the best.
How's the weather been today? This is hot as
it's hot
been?
As hell.
Hot, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm sweating out.
Well, by the time degrees. Game starts, this will
but
have cooled
the
off.
The batting
a little.
Cages are not open yet. I came
oh,
early.
Oh, they're not open yet? Bergman went.
Yeah, I already went in them. They're open.
Okay,
you just
so
go in there.
I
just
came
go
up,
in there.
They said they're
go in there and press the button.
Don't overextend. 50% swings and
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
don't go crazy.
Take it easy.
Nice. You know what I'm saying?
Just need a warm up.
Just make contact.
Right.
That's all.
Figure out what you do normally. Don't go out there trying to, you know.
But
off,
I think
the
game will be won or lost on defense.
Sure, but that's what I mean by base running. People making stupid mistakes, making defense easy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Trying to get sack to sack.
I'm a station to station guy.
You're station to station guy.
Yeah.
Like that, you're talking about your radio career, or are you talking about?
No.
That was good. That was good.
Station to
I just want
to
say,
like
we're
that.
Just going to do it the Cappy way. It's really not about them. It's about us. We're going to do it kind of like the Cardinals. If we keep talking, it's kind of like the Cardinals. I think that gets under Steve's skin. To say we're going to do it the Cappy way.
I can tell you're in pain. I can see it in your face. You're in pain.
So,
I think he's playing.
To be clear,
he's
this
limping
was
in.
This
I,
was an
I
actual.
I told you, Mason, he is doubtful.
This was an actual conflict last night.
A conflict?
That post goes up. Kaplan reveals to the world that he has broken team rule.
Mason said questionable. I said doubtful.
Almost gets suspended for violating team rules before the game even happens. For being out there, sends us a picture of him icing it, sends us a secondary picture of him getting pizza with the leg all jacked up. I'm like, what are we doing? Do we have any respect for the situation?
That's the million-dollar question, because when I was driving in, I'm hearing this. I'm like, what are you doing the night before? What are you doing the night before a game?
Right. But, I mean, the thing is, I felt unprepared. You know?
So that one extra practice is going
to
do it.
How do you feel now? Let's be real, Cap. I told you, Thursday warm-ups are going to create problems on Friday. You got to get it done before that.
Exactly what you said.
So you have a rest day.
Your leg is purple right now.
I just looked at it.
Mason is currently showing us
play that again.
The video.
Yeah, Kurt, check out the video. Yep. No, Mason's missing it. But look at the video right here.
We need a big screen.
Oh, yeah.
Watch along at home.
That's a real injury.
Immediately, the ball hit my leg.
Yep.
And my leg looked like the ball in a matter of 30 seconds, like half the ball. You know, the leg just
Did you get x-rays for a compound fracture?
I have not yet. I will tomorrow.
Now, get this. Dr. Clapper says he's going to bring something an injection for Cappy.
Yeah, Clapper's on the other team. He's going to drug him up so he can't.
Oh, yeah. He's going to get a shot of the Toradol.
I'm really hoping
for that. I'm going to need a tranquilizer going in the cap right before.
Cappy, have you ever pitched?
I mean, not like really. I mean, no.
Do you throw at high arc?
I don't know yet.
Oh, you
Not I mean, good. I only pitched like five balls yesterday before I got whacked.
What did you throw to him?
Who hit the ball? You were pitching. Who hit the ball?
My 20-year-old daughter's boyfriend, who's
course.
A young, strong guy.
The god of karma hit your ball. That's who hit it.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Using an illegal metal bat.
That fool don't like you, man.
No, he doesn't.
No bueno.
He doesn't.
Yeah.
No. You got to keep that.
So what's the status closer. Now of that? Is there like, are there hard feelings between you and your daughter's
boyfriend? Did he buy the pizza?
He was really upset.
Was he?
This is a quality young fella right here.
Okay. Yeah.
And he was really, really, really upset. And I told him, hey, look, don't be so upset. You know, it happens.
Oh, it happens?
It absolutely
really?
Happens.
Cap gets injured in random celebrity softball game warm-ups on a regular basis?
Yeah, it happens. Yeah, it's normal.
It happens.
No, this is the one thing that couldn't happen. That's the whole point.
All right, let's do the Super Stager for Super Crosstalk.
AM 710 Los Angeles. KRDC AM 1110 Pasadena, Los Angeles.
K256CX 99.1 FM Pasadena, Los Angeles.
It's the greatest segment in LA sports radio history. Radio history.
Oh my God.
When the shows come together for magic on the radio.
It Bologna grows stronger. Super Crosstalk.
Are we ready for Sedano and Cap to join Mason and Ireland?
Super Crosstalk begins!
Super Crosstalk, presented by Coors Light. Coors Light, made to chill.
It's time for Super Crosstalk.
Now that's how you make a t-shirt.
Man.
That's how you, on the back of the t-shirt, it's Chris Morales' initials
yes.
in a circle with a line through them. It says Effin' Friday. And on the front is Team Mason and a picture of me from a Rams game.
Team
I love
yeah.
that, man.
And the ESPN font, too, as well.
Yeah.
That's solid.
Cappy, like it's Super Crosstalk time. Where the hell are you?
Standing right here.
Oh, there you are.
Okay. Yeah. Hit it to him. Hit it to Mason.
Mason.
That's the strategy.
Are we already
today.
Into the gummies there?
Hit it to Mason. It only,
already hit the
his
gummies.
Jersey only has his name on the back.
Yeah.
And his
yeah.
back was to you, so
yeah,
if you can see that, alas.
I understand. Have you already hit
and
the gummies?
And you're in the outfield.
Or no? No gummies yet?
I don't. I have no comment on that.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
I think he's
fair enough.
In there.
It's been a great show.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
it's been a great show.
I loved it.
So, do you hear we're going to do the Jason Varitek thing where we all drink a shot of tequila right before the game?
Oh, that sounds great.
Like the Red Sox did when they were down 0-3 to the Yankees.
Beto Duran in the building.
Beto Duran is here.
Sweet. In the building.
Beto Duran.
It's Beto Duran.
Beto,
go to your locker room. You can go to your locker room, Beto. Don't cross this path. Other way.
Showing up like he's in the bigs,
dude,
right?
What are you? Like, what's with the slippers, man?
I like it.
Come on, he's going to turn an ankle out here.
He's in the bigs.
Right.
He's got so many people. You know, he walks on rose petals, you know, by the way. That's,
sure.
why, that's why he doesn't need very much footwear.
Looks like an all-star.
Everywhere he goes.
Beto Duran.
You know, the handmade signs are really impressive.
Yeah.
That shirt is great.
Yeah.
Everybody has got a sign. Blunts. No bunts, just blunts. I
like
love that.
Yo.
Yeah.
I met this is Sanjay. I met this guy. This is the guy I met after we went to Play It Again Sports to pick up the gear for the team at Barney's Beanery. You're
cool.
the one. Come here. What's going on, man? So anyway, I was reminding him that when I saw you, you said, man, I was listening to the show after the Mandy's all Monday when you guys were talking about it. I'm not going to miss this event. I'm glad you made it out. This is what
nice,
we call
man.
A listener payoff.
Oh, right cool, there. Man.
Listener
cool.
payoff.
Awesome. Very cool.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Round of
Appreciate
applause
it.
For listener payoff.
That's why, that's why we do all this.
Yeah,
anyway,
exactly.
I mean,
you know,
it's summertime. We've got, you know, I don't know if you noticed, but there's not necessarily a lot going on right
now. Not quite.
It's not the heart of sports season, so we're looking at things to
yeah.
to goof around and screw
yeah.
around and to, you know, to get the brand out there. So I think it's fantastic.
This is part of the reason why I was trying to point out. I don't need to be painted as some hard ass because this is a dream come true to me.
Oh,
you
really?
Have to understand, like, working in radio all these years, doing all sorts of goofy bits that I probably didn't actually care
right,
about.
Right.
This is genuinely pretty cool. It's All-Star Weekend. We're out here with all these fans.
Yeah.
We're playing a softball game. This is a 10 out of 10 user experience
yeah.
for me.
All-Star Weekend in L.A.
Correct.
Yeah.
So now,
what I meant.
So now
hosting.
You know what happens?
What?
We Here's what
drunk.
Happens.
We get drunk.
Well, that,
oh.
clearly.
Yeah.
But what happens is people are landing right now at LAX.
Right.
Yeah.
They're landing as far south as John Wayne. They're landing in Burbank right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they're landing in Long Beach, and what they're doing is they're in from all over the country. The media
right.
and all the agents.
Everything's converging.
The
here.
Whole
yeah.
baseball world, MLB world, is converging on Los Angeles.
Yes.
Right. So
yeah.
now everybody gets into their car, and they're like, "What's the sports radio station of LA?" And it's
obviously
clearly ESPN 710, right?
Yeah.
So people get in their car, they turn us on right now, and they're all from other parts of the country, and they're going, "What are these guys doing today?"
Right.
They're saying, "Wait, these guys have got, I don't know, 5 or 6 million people here this afternoon."
Yeah.
And they're playing a softball game.
Yep.
For the All-Star Friday.
Yeah.
It's great. That's right. That's what we're doing.
That's right. That's right. Now, are you gummied up?
Are you playing? Because 8 million was a kind of
you seem a little
conservative estimate. It's clearly 15.
No comment, but it's going to be a great show.
There you go.
I like it.
There you go.
So what do you think about the bags are anchored? That's a plus.
What do you mean the bags aren't anchored?
I mean, so sometimes, depending on what league you play in, those aren't you don't necessarily get a pegged base. You have to tie that thing down.
Did you say they're not anchored?
They are.
They are
anchored. That was a question.
It's a professional setup.
A facility of this magnitude probably wouldn't have it.
I'm just hoping to make it to a base.
No, the reason why it matters is because when you go sliding into it, it doesn't give.
No one's sliding.
You're the only one sliding. Okay. No one else is going to slide.
I'll bet you that somebody tumbles over a bag at some point.
No, but
that's called falling.
You're going to full-on slide.
Same difference. The bag's not going to move. The human is. Yeah. Mace plant 2.0.
Yeah.
Mace plant's happening going around third.
That counts. What,
are you questionable? Are you doubtful? How would you describe
game
your
time decision,
current condition?
Doctor's decisions are not coach's decisions.
Oh.
The clapper says, "How are you?" That will not necessarily, determine what the team decides.
Are you getting the shot on air?
I would love to.
Oh,
okay. I really would.
That'd be cool.
I would love to.
Yeah.
I mean, just anything.
With you, Kaplan, whatever you do, make sure it's on social media.
Right.
Your social media is hopping.
Just keep your clothes on this.
Yeah, it is.
It's hopping.
It's so hopping that today when you got here, you're like, "Wait, what do you mean got hurt?" Wait, I didn't hear about that.
I did not see this 9-panel.
Oh, isn't that amazing?
That's a storyboard.
Yeah, you know who this gentleman is?
That's literally I do know how that guy is. I've seen his videos on social.
That is Casper Villa.
Yeah, you are cool, bro.
And this guy.
That guy's awesome.
This guy's
awesome.
Okay.
He's got to save it for the bag.
And by this show, I mean this show. Right.
Yeah.
After. Exactly.
Wait till you see what he's got in the bag.
My bat guy is on the way. That's all going to be lovely.
Your bat guy's on the way.
Yeah.
I got bats. Oh, you didn't hear about this?
Got bats for everybody, bro.
I thought I saw
like I said,
bats.
I'm here to make sure everybody has a good time. I'm not here to boss people around the bases. I'm coming bearing gifts.
Now, you remain the favorites to win this.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Cappy, I believe so. You guys have too many question marks in your roster.
Question marks.
You know, we've done a lot this week in terms of interviewing the players on our team.
Right.
To kind of get to know what their deal is.
Psychological makeup.
Well, yeah. We also wanted to find out some background as well.
Right, sure.
And what we have found is, like Kurt Sandoval, who you just spoke to, right?
Yeah. Nice man. Didn't give me his phone number. He never returned a text.
Playing a 10-year game of phone tag, apparently.
Yeah.
He said yesterday on the air that after the Rams draft house fiasco between you two, that he then texted you and John and that you ghosted him.
Absolutely.
He didn't give me the number for
10 years. I'm texting the wrong number. His kid never tells him you're getting texts from this guy and you should do it. And so why would I let the ice thaw now?
But why?
I've got a grudge.
Right. But don't you think your grudge should be against his kid?
A little bit. You love beefing with kids.
Yeah, what is your...
This
what
is the second kid beef you brought up today in terms of the man who injured you as well.
That's true.
You're two for two on that.
You're going after
the
kids.
I just feel like he's the guy who should... He had the phone.
What do you have against kids?
No, nothing against kids. Love kids. I mean, I will say this. Earlier today when you were playing those kids in Little League, Mike Duff hated those kids.
You hated them? Why?
Hated those little kids.
What you don't know is that I posted that in the Sedano and Cap community, and I said, "This is Mace practicing before."
Yeah. Seriously? A kid said,
"When you were playing that, I thought you were going to say that." I was like, "Oh, he doesn't know."
I didn't know you posted it. It's great video.
It's hilarious.
It's really funny.
That kid is amazing. I mean, Little League kids mic'd up is a genius programming.
It's a brilliant idea.
How can you hate those kids?
Because I was driving down the road and I was listening to them,
Had you seen the video before?
Yeah, I saw it.
Jorge,
do we have that? Can we play that for Cappy? He really loves the kids mic'd up playing Little League. Do you have that?
This jersey fits.
I think.
Everything.
No, maybe not. Clinton. We're in changeover time. It may be Laura.
Don't play it.
I got a small because I don't like big jerseys.
Everything's going to fit you,
Clinton. Is it going to be
no
too
issues.
Big?
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
Here's what's embarrassing.
Am I going to be in a parachute is what my
Let me see what you got, Mace.
What's embarrassing. This is me, 23.
Don't tell me you have a double XL.
Double XL.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
2XL.
That looks like a tablecloth.
Right from the 90s.
It's way too big.
Yeah, I was like that. I don't think
way too big.
Is this too big for me?
No, you look good.
Thank you. Because I usually would get a large, but I decided to go extra large because, like you, I'm feeling a little bloated
right now. Yeah, I'm a little.
You know?
I'm a little.
Like, I'm just a little bloated.
What'd you eat for lunch, bro?
I haven't even really eaten lunch, you know?
I broke down.
No, I just feel like generally in life.
Got it. Okay.
You know what I mean?
I see what you're saying.
I broke down last night and ordered donuts.
You did?
Oh,
yeah.
For you.
Yeah.
We had them sent to your place.
I said I needed the energy for today.
I had an old fashioned this morning.
So you had donuts yesterday.
So good.
You know, people sleep on an old fashioned.
Oh, no.
Old fashioned.
No, those are the only donuts I eat.
Yeah, old fashioned.
The only donuts I eat are bread. Like,
yeah.
That's it.
DK's Donuts takes an old fashioned. They dip it in chocolate. And so it's a chocolate covered old fashioned.
That's
nice. My God.
That's nice.
Get it.
Not a
that's
bad
first.
Nice.
Get it.
Stop it.
The best.
Yeah, that's a nice donut.
DeMarco, what level of seriousness are you approaching this game with?
Well, it's starting to drop now that Clinton said he's not serious.
No, it's not that I'm not serious. It's just
they
that
told me
serious.
He's like coming spikes up. So.
Here's
I'm going to protect myself.
Here's what I said to a bunch of kids when I filled in for a day at a baseball camp,
okay.
Literally 2 weeks ago. I said, it's easier to have fun if you work hard. That's what I tell all kids who I teach how to play. That's my, like, life philosophy.
Well, collectively, I think we've spent about an hour getting ready for this.
Yes.
Collectively. And as a group.
Fair enough.
Where's your coolers?
Now, I feel good about Beto.
Beto, get out of here. Beto's got too much to do.
So I feel good about Beto being on my team.
That's our equalizer.
He's
a glue guy.
He's your vocal leader.
Yeah,
he is.
He's a glue guy.
He's absolutely your vocal leader.
Can he play?
Yeah, he can play.
He can play.
Yeah, he might be the best player here.
We should mention, if you're driving around right now, we are talking to you live from the city of West Covina Sportsplex, the Field of Dreams. It's at 2100 South Azusa Avenue. The entire Shedano and Cappy show is about to be performed live right here with the big CY in for Shedano.
Just wanted to say, glad you guys updated on the where to go versus where not to go while you were live on the air. That was genuinely important because I told the guy who was driving me, I was like, do not go this far. We have gone too far.
Yeah, if you so go to the shopping center, you went too far.
Yeah, we knew exactly.
I came the other direction. I went past the shopping center and then turned right. I think you turned in and turned left.
I did.
Yeah.
So there are multiple ways in.
Correct. Well, no, same way in.
The point is, tonight, everybody is invited.
Yes.
So Mandy Awards was a thing where you bought tickets and everybody was fantastic. There's 1,000 people and it was brilliant. Today, this is wide open to the public. Everybody can come out, see the radio happen, be part of the softball bash, be part of the 710 softball, all-star softball game. And I actually feel like we're a live dog.
Okay.
We're a live underdog.
All right.
Live dog, huh?
Live dog.
Wait, if this were a horse race, what would your odds be?
6-1.
6-1.
Yeah. Wow.
And what are we?
2-1.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Does that feel right?
I don't understand.
No.
No? Does it feel right?
No, I don't know what that is.
I don't get that at all.
Oh, really?
What does that mean?
I'm not good at odds.
Yeah.
I don't gamble. I love money. So.
You don't gamble at all?
No. I like money too much.
Cappy, are you a gambler?
No.
Well, you own horses.
Just horse racing.
That's a pretty big gamble.
That's a big gamble.
Yeah, it is.
You told me how much it would cost to get into your syndicate.
Right. Are you in?
No.
You and John Ireland should split.
I don't have
it.
That kind of money.
Yeah, you do.
I don't.
Yeah, you do.
I don't.
Everybody should.
Yeah, you do.
You do.
No.
You do?
I don't have horse racing money.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So that's what you're saying.
Correct.
See what he's saying?
Yeah.
He doesn't have horse racing money.
Right.
Which I understand because you're throwing it down the toilet. That I get.
Yeah.
I mean, it's money lost. But
it's a real-life guilty conscience.
And you lost for the year. The last time you did this, you were a loser for the year, right?
Yeah. So, like, we started our season – with, you know, I mean,
by the way, I'm glad Sedano's not here. He hates when you talk about the horses.
Well, it's reality radio, Mace.
Yeah,
is
I know.
What it is.
I know it is.
Okay.
Shout out to Ken Rudolph.
All right. And so.
So you lost.
We lost money.
Yeah.
You sounded like you weren't supposed to reveal that publicly.
That's what it sounded like, right? No, it's fine.
I'm not supposed to say the truth. There's an issue there.
We open our books for everybody. Everybody can see what we do.
Oh, really? It's
very.
Like blockchain? It's
nice,
like public
man.
To everybody?
No, it's not, but it should be on blockchain.
It
should be. It should live on the blockchain.
Yeah.
You're exactly right.
I don't even know what it is, but I hear people talk about it, and so I like to say blockchain, but I don't really know what it means.
Yeah, somebody recently said to me, and I don't know why they asked me this, they're like, so what is your opinion of current market conditions? And I went,
somebody asked you that question?
Yeah.
And who the hell would ask you, what do you think of current market conditions?
We're out at a softball game talking about crypto?
No. Well, anyway, I don't know why this person asked me this. I was like, and so in an effort to like try to sound smart,
because I
felt like,
you owed
why is
something.
He asking me this? I'm
right,
not the guy. You want to talk about what's going on with the Dodgers this week?
Yeah.
That's fine. I'm your guy. You know what I mean?
Well, what'd you give him? What answer?
I was like, well, you know, with what's going on in China right now, You know, and then of course the war. You know,
nice.
You know, and then
that's two.
COVID is still a big thing to consider.
And what are you?
Interest rates. And
human downer.
You know, and I was like, so I just said things.
Yeah, yeah.
Things that I've heard.
Right.
I don't even really know what they mean.
Right. Like thought experiment.
We have an update from Ramona Shelburne.
Okay. What's
free gaming with Del Taco?
No, wait. Tell her she should bring some fries.
I told her to bring me. I told her to bring me some. So
yeah, everybody says their fries are fire.
Oh, Del Taco
and fries.
They're bussy.
So good. No, they're not. Bus. No,
I thought we agreed you weren't going to say that with other people around.
They're not. No, it's not.
I don't even know. What is bussy?
You know what? You're on your own.
Yeah.
You're on your own. Until Crosstalk is over, you explain.
What is that?
You're on your own.
Just forget he said it.
Yeah.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, just forget he said it.
They're not.
Yeah,
the fries are not bussy.
I keep trying to use it, and everybody's telling me I'm using it wrong.
Yeah.
Clearly, they don't even want you to.
It's a little bit more than a syntax thing.
Yeah.
It's a flavor thing, if that makes sense.
Oh, okay. Got it. My bad.
All right. Well, listen, this mayhem is going to continue.
Correct.
We are live, and I guess I'm going to go to the batting cage and see.
Yeah.
Just try to make some contact.
Going with you.
Yeah, you coming to Marco?
Yeah. See what it feels like.
We are live from the city of West Covina Sportsplex. It is going to be a fun night here. Jim Beam, come as fans, leave as family. One of our sponsors tonight, 6 o'clock, home run, wiffle ball, bash. Listeners are going to be in there. And then at 7 o'clock, it's our 7:10 celebrity softball game. Team Mace versus Team Cappy. And by the way.
I like how you did that.
That was well done.
Yeah.
By the way, if you are not here for some reason, if you got like a family emergency and you can't come to West
Covina. That's the only real excuse,
yeah,
by the way.
Otherwise,
you can follow everything at ESPN Los Angeles on Twitter, on Instagram, on Twitch, and on YouTube. The play-by-play analysis from Keyshawn Johnson, Chris Morales, and our boss, Amanda Brown. Hey, thank you guys for coming out here. We appreciate you. See you tonight at the game. Shedano and Cappy next, 710 ESPN.